I'd like to discuss the formal strategy I used in three of the poems that I submitted to the Fish House: London Bridge, Notes for the Early Journey, and You Can Say That Again, Billy. And in all three of these poems, I used song lyrics in a kind of an acrostic in the poems, so that either the words of the lyrics dictate the first words of my lines, or the letters of a line of the lyrics dictate the first letters of the lines of my poem. And what I like about this strategy is that it enables me to work with people's associations with the lyrics, emotional and cultural associations, as well as the ideas that the song lyrics themselves raise explicitly or implicitly. I can tie my poems' ideas very closely to those raised by the song, or I can use the song lyrics simply as a jumping off point for meditations that go in a different direction or a different set of directions. So, for example, in You Can Say That Again, Billy, which uses the words of Billie Holiday's song Strange Fruit, I write the poem about issues of rape, interracial sex, violence, the construction of whiteness and blackness, the construction of Southern identity, all of which are issues that are raised explicitly or implicitly in the song and form part of that song's cultural life in the U.S. London Bridge, on the other hand, was a poem that meditates on ideas inspired by a moment when I walked into St. Paul's Cathedral and heard this white Anglican choir singing Deep River in a sort of tone that I had not previously associated with the spiritual. But rather than hewing closely to that moment or the ideas that the spiritual actually discusses in its lyrics, I meditate more broadly on migration, voluntary and involuntary, globalization, cultural exchange, cultural appropriation, the relationship between church and state, so on and so forth. So this structure is one that's very useful for me, for all of those reasons.